In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Guy! Diving back into it on a Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. I'll tell you what, baseball fans speak out and baseball mans tend to listen. 57% of MLB fans support a salary cap with an approval climbing 2/3 among fans 65 plus, according to recent Civic Science / SBJ Sports Consumer Insight Survey. Big stat there, 65 and older.
Yeah, 65 and older, but 50% of overall fans approve of that as well. Of course, 65 and older. I mean, I'm surprised it's actually not higher, but it's almost 2/3 of baseball fans are saying they want a salary cap right now, right? And so what I look at is baseball has done a really good job of giving fans everything that they've wanted in the game. They've sped up the games. They've, got rid of got the pitch clock in there and all the stuff that they've done, the ghost runner to move the games along. Fans wanted faster games. And if fans are out there saying whether they're 65 or older or not, that is still a pretty big fan base for baseball, that they want a salary cap, then I think that's something that baseball seriously needs to consider. Will they get there? I don't know. I mean, I keep asking every day about where we're headed, you know, with this thing in baseball. And you know, now they're thinking, now there may be a small lockout. They don't expect games to be missed and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know what they're going to do to get, you know, kind of equity back in Major League Baseball without establishing some sort of salary cap and, of course, a salary floor. And I'm more concerned, quite honestly, Dusty, with the salary floor than I am with the salary cap. Teams are going to spend. We have to force the freeloaders of the world, the grifters of the world, like the Pirates and whatnot, to go out there and actually spend money. The Marlins and some of these other, you know, teams that just refuse to spend money, they need to force them to go out there and spend money. And that's where I am with baseball. If you can get the bottom grifters up, you know, to a reasonable level of spending money, that's good for everybody in the game. And if you do that and you boost everybody's spending, then you really don't need a salary cap. You just have to force these freeloading teams, Pittsburgh, Miami, all these other teams that stink and never spend any money, you got to force them to start spending money. And that's where the real problem is in baseball. I don't think it's the overspend by the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets or anything like that. To me, it's the underspend by about 1/3 of these teams. You need a hard salary floor, in my opinion, more than you need a hard salary cap.
No doubt. Tired of seeing teams just kind of draft and develop and then send off. Look, the example that we're saying, the elephant in the room is the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
Or the Miami Marlins.
Right, exactly.
You know, teams like that. Like, you look at their teams, they've had, like, what was it? Giancarlo Stanton had, like, 60 home runs or 57 home runs the big year he had the MVP season, and then he was gone. You look at Paul Skeens.
Right.
I asked you the question, is Paul Skeens in New York by Sunday night? Because winter meetings start Friday, obviously, and that's been a popular name.
Yep.
Obviously, he's coming off Rookie of the Year, coming off Cy Young. I don't know what else, MVP,
what else
right?
could you have done in your first 2 years?
And nothing to support him. And I know baseball takes time.
And not anymore, it doesn't. They've gotten rid of so many minor league teams right now, and there's so much incentive for guys to come up, you know, with the extra draft picks and whatnot. I don't know that you need as much time anymore. Like, you could flip a team overnight. The Royals did it.
Yeah. Would you be satisfied if there wasn't a floor but there was a cap?
No.
You need them both?
I need a floor more than I need a cap. What about you?
Something.
If they did a cap, I think eventually we would see the floor. So I think that would get the ball moving.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see nothing happen.
I see.
Because I think a cap would be fine, because then it would be like, I don't know, necessarily like the NBA. Like the NBA has a salary cap. Mac Bryan knows more than I do. The NBA has a salary cap, but it's a very
loose,
liberal salary cap, right? Yeah. You can still sign three players to max deals, just like in baseball. Be like, oh, there's a salary cap. You can still go get four players on your team, and two of them be starting pitchers, two of them be position players. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm with you. I would love to see a floor, because if you don't, then you're going to continue to see Pittsburgh, Miami, these teams not care, and then they're going to draft first and second and third in the draft and get these top, you know, notch college players or high school players. And then eventually you're like, that guy will be a Yankee, that guy will be a Dodger, that guy will be a Red Sox, and all this sort of stuff. So it's, if they do one this year, I'm fine. If they did both, obviously, we're Ben Johnson, we're taking our shirts off and going to the Wiener Circle and getting hot dogs, which is weird to say out loud, but that's what they did. But again, at least baseball is having this conversation, because 10 years ago, they'd have just thrown it on the table and said, absolutely not. There's no way we're talking about this. Move on with your day. Season starts in 75 days.
Yeah, and the thing that the players need to understand, too, in baseball is if you're forcing other teams to spend, there's going to be more money out there for you, because all of a sudden the Pirates, who are grifting by at $60 million payrolls, they're going to be forced to spend, let's just put the floor at $100 million, they're going to be forced to spend an extra $40 million. Well, that's extra cash out there for a lot of other players out there. And I think sometimes the players are so obtuse, they don't see, you know, the forest through the trees, as they like to say, and they just look at the big number at the end. They're not looking at everything that takes place in between. And you don't get to the end and become one of the highest paid players in baseball without, you know, working your way up to that level, honestly. So why wouldn't you want more money down there for all these other teams to spend on? And guys can make maybe more money earlier than having to wait for a big contract from one of three teams.
Yeah. Because if it doesn't happen, we're all going to be the drunk raccoon.
A raccoon broke into a close Virginia liquor store and drank alcohol from the bottom shelves over the weekend. An animal control officer says the raccoon was found Saturday, passed out next to the store's toilet. The officer says the raccoon then sobered up after a few hours. Official says they release him back into the wild.
Is that a real story?
No, that's AI, obviously the voice, yeah. Right? I don't care if it's a real story or not. Would you like to drink with a raccoon?
No.
Why?
I saw what it did to Buddy the Elf.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
You need a hug.
Yeah
that's
that
fair.
Is true. That's a good
I feel
point.
Like raccoons, man, they're like, they're the friend that, like, you trust for 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, like, there's Gary.
Mm-hmm. They're deceiving.
Yeah, very deceiving.
They're cute.
I like the fact that there's bottom shelf liquor.
Their nickname is Trash Panda.
Yeah. It is, because it's disgusting. It's trash. What animal would you like to drink with if you could sit down and have cocktails with an animal?
I mean, that's the question.
Is a dog too obvious? I mean,
no, I was going to say a bear.
Okay.
I'd like to sit with a bear and have a conversation.
Hell you would. Yeah. Have you seen The Revenant? Be cool.
But no, I was thinking more of like Ted, you know?
Yeah. I don't think they were doing a lot of drinking.
But it, like, sit around and have cocktails with an animal. For me, it would be a bear. I think that would be a nice
Yogi,
fit.
Ted.
Hey, how you doing, bear? Do you like a beer and whatnot? So a bear, that's the animal I'd like to sit around and drink with. Mac?
I think a chimp would be fun.
Is it still a dog for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about me and my dog having a beer after work. That sounds pretty awesome.
It does. Yeah. If I drink with a dog, I turn into that old man from Road Trip.
Oh, yeah.
Getting stoned on the porch
movie.
With your dog.
Yep. Yeah.
You going to make those blueberry pancakes or what?
What? Road Trip. Is that the one where he wipes his with the waffle?
Oh, yeah. Horatio Sands.
Horatio Sands. Yeah.
A bird would be kind of cool.
Yeah, well,
a bird.
I don't know.
Yeah, have one sip and be drunk. It'd be over. The conference would be done.
That's right.
If I was drinking with a bear, I'd have so many questions. Like, why do you eat trash?
Why do you go to sleep with just a t-shirt on?
Yeah. Also, where are your pants? Like, why are we? Did you see that Jet fan with no pants on at the game the other day? By the way,
yes.
Yeah. How great was that? The guy goes to the Jet game, no pants. But bears would be fun to have that a giraffe. You know, would kind of be cool to see drink because
you never hang out. They'd be all the way at the top of the
785 says I'd love to drink with a fox and hear what he has to say.
Okay, sly as a fox. Yeah. I like that.
660 says, bears do cocaine, Bob.
Oh, my bad.
That movie. Yeah.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Well, you got Liquor Raccoon out there in the, you know. Yeah. That didn't come out right.
I was going to say, dude. I was waiting for you to hit the dusty leggings drop if that didn't come out right.
Men's wieners.
Can you cut that, please?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.